Sobasaw. And I divided the topic into 10 sugyas. Okay, so I get through all of them.
Everybody had breakfast.
It took me quite some time to feel like, you know, I felt overwhelmed in the sugya. What are the issues that I'm grappling with? You know, some of them have subtopics also. If everything is said and done, so you know, we'll see. We can touch on some of them at least. So I'm just going to give you the 10, and then we'll go back. Right. The first one really is that the Sobasaw sort of lends us into what is a Havo? Yes, it is, yeah. Right. Somebody asked me a Shalom Apukah last night. He said, well, the sugya stands on the one leg. Anyway, Geter Havo. So the first is the issue which we officially discussed way back when, the beginning of the parak. The Machna Frayim and the Rashtam, exactly what is a halva? Meter Domim. I actually left it till now because the real main place you really touch it is in the world of Sobasaw. And why Sobasaw? The next one is why Sobasaw the Rabbanim, which, you know, comes off the first one. What defines something as a Mabeya Peri, which is the sugya at the beginning of the fourth parak. And some modern applications onto modern currency. How does it apply to modern currency? Fascinating tshuva for Moshe on that. Okay. Then we have various heterium. So the issues are, first of all, what are the swords behind the heterium? Okay, so the first heter is Yeshloi. So you have to define Yeshlo. Define Yeshlo both in commas. Why is it different over here that a small amount is enough, and by cases of psika, it's not. Echus, the halachas of chosr malach over there, do they apply over here? What about if he has money? What if he has the taz, the heter, if he has money? Then there's the heter of yotz hashar. So what's called a shar? If the purpose of yotz hashar is to make it available, what would you do in a situation like our modern economy where things are very available, just, you know, foreign currency being the most common issue, they're very available, just there's no shahr for them. The shahr is constantly changing. So if the other shahr is just like a timsa to make it available, would that make an afkamin or not? This issue of kviyas zman and the piroyan, the Rambam, and that issue of being kviyas zman, does that apply to Yeshlo? Does it apply to Yetz Hashar? Is there any difference between the two of them? There's the heter of this Ein Makpidim, Tamid Chachamim, and Shechenim, the heter of that. Then there is, what exactly is Isser of Sobasaw? Is it an Isser of Psika, or is it only an Isser of Tashlumen? There's Mishardim. Is the Isser even Mishas Psika, then they're paying it? It's only an Isser if you actually end up paying it. So it never comes to be a problematic amount. You really went over an Isser according to those Rishonim. And the last issue, which is a case of Sobasaw, which the issue isn't in time, the issue is in Mokum. The more on the top, I'm going to get a Lamed Aleph. That there's a Mokum Yerker and the Mokum Hazol, and you're making up to borrow the Mokum Hazol and pay back a Mokum Yerker. Is that really the sugya? Rashi ties it to the sugya of Sobasaw. Look, you can really learn that's really not Sobasaw. That's really a totally different issue. If you go Bosa Mekara, look, the problem that Gemara is very poshut, that if the heter of Sobasaw is go Bosa Mekara, so at the time you're making arrangements, this is worth $1, this is worth $2. You're giving rid of tzutzah. It's not Sobasaw. So those are the 10 things that I was able to. To designate, as I see here, being, you know, sugya is being touched on. Each one has its all of its ramifications and etc. So after accomplishing that, I felt much better. Why I felt so confused, and I understand why it's so confusing. Okay. So the Machna Frayim and the Rashtam, you know, way back when, based on the first sugya, we seem to touch on this issue of how do you define alone. Is a loan defined when I lend somebody money? What do I owe him? Do I owe him the item or do I owe him the Shabbos? So an interesting angle to look at is a Machlef Ephraim, which is not the Machlef Ephraim which posted in Rashdam, Machlef Ephraim in Chavzayin. Shel Sutwe Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Sugya was scarce parlam, but it circles a parlam. So there's a Ran over there. The Ran over there says, let's say I make an upmach with my worker that I'm going to pay him with a kur of Kitim. So he's working, and I'm going to pay him with a kur of Kitim. That's the upmach. So the Ran, and I said, that is the Psak from most of the Rishonim. The Ran says that when it comes to Shas Piroi, and I can pay him money instead, I don't have to give him the kur of Kitim. Even though he wants a kur of Kitim, and I have a kur of Kitim, I can give him money instead. I'm not afraid to give him the kur of Kitim. So the Ran says, the Chazanish and others take out of this, and the Machlef Ephraim is taking out of this Ran, that, you know, we have limits how far the Musik of just his Chayim is. You know, I said, I'm going to Chayim myself to give you something. That's also going to begin with Bas and Dav Kimmel, just because I said, who said I have to do it? So you have King of the Warden. Right? So when you work for me, I owe you money. I owe you the value of I owe you the value of your work. That, like other Dini HaTorah, Betzim is Yitzchayim is a moment. So I said, I'm going to pay you that money with a certain item. So who said I have to? What's Mechayim mean to follow suit? There's nothing Mechayim mean to follow suit. So the Machlef Ephraim, Shel Suit from Nakamura, the Chazanish says it in context. He says, you see the same things by Mazik, Dini Mazik, it's a Chiyav moment. Right? I'm a Mechayim to replace your item, I'm a Mechayim to give you money. So by Havva also, what I'm required to do is to pay you the value, your item is taken away from you, I have to replace the value of it. So that, you see that Dini HaTorah, sort of Machlef Ephraim brings an act of that Gemara, that you, that from that Ran, that you see that the Dini HaTorah, the Yitzchayim is in the value of the item which was taken, not to replace the item.
What's the connection between the Schiras and the Havva?
So you see in general, the fact that we made up to pay with a certain item is irrelevant. The Yitzchayim is a moment. And Ad Kedei Kach, and even if I make up the Nischayim in a certain item, Betzim, I'm really Nischayim in value, not in the item.
In that case, how do you decide how much you're paying? B'shas Halva, B'shas Piron, by the Kur Chita. Amach was...
Over there, what would you would touch? You would have to know. I don't know. You have to see what the market for that type of work is.
And you shots up the value
from Shas Piron. Well, the point of it wasn't the Ran's point wasn't that it was a Havor. The Ran's point is that the Skiris Parlim, the amount I owe you for the Skiris Parlim, even though I promised to pay you in cars, I can pay you money instead.
What? From the beginning, obviously, that's when you made the upmach. The value from the beginning.
I don't know. Interesting questions, and you know
that's what you agreed upon to work. That was the deal. So if Ferrari is worth $80,000, that's only for your Ferrari. You can't say when you're done working, Ferrari is worth $50,000. I'm only giving you $50,000. The upmach is on Ferrari.
Well, let's say the Ferrari goes up to be at $100,000.
Still can pay him only $80,000. That was the upmach.
Well. I don't know, because if my commitment was to give you, I didn't make a price. We said the I'm going to give you the value. I mean, I was not giving it till the end.
So there's no such thing as
that. I was disguised to give it to the end.
There was no such thing.
Everybody
was
shoving
to give the item.
I understand, but if it's a similar
value at the time,
or the similar number was, I was disguised to give the value, whatever the value would be. I don't know.
Can't make a big difference
between Halva and
the work.
That by
Halva.
The Zikin, you're right, there's no din on the item. Shows by the way, it's a value to Titus.
Although,
it's not
easy,
it's
time.
It could be the
territory
in a contract.
I don't know, but
I don't
know. So the demon, that's my
serious.
How do you pay?
I don't know.
That's a normal serious. I do a certain value of working behind the moment for that work. What? The object is a chiddush here by Halva. I hear through stuff.
Right.
I can hear it sound.
Right. Right. I'm saying, now, what's interesting is, I just want to point out, it's interesting to me because the Chazanish brings arrived from the Zikin. My Zikin is Hakanat Sapashim. There's a shach in the Chesh Mishmat. I'm going to say Tariches, right? That he learns up to close to the Rambam and the Riven in Bamasi and Dav Hey by Chavar Gur Sheikh Ramaris. That that's whether it's considered a Tvias character or Tvias woman, Lagabi the Dine Shua, is totally a Nikers. He's Chayvus of an Ezekiel is Betzim to him attack the Dover. The Chayvus of the Zikin is to. a Shabbos moment. Right? So it was a Shabbos moment. The fact that I dug karka is irrelevant. It's a tzvias moment, not tzvias karka. And my yiris chayv is betzim is to fix your karka. The Torah said I'm allowed to be yotze that fee by giving you money. So then it's a tzvias karka. That's what the so punkt in that by nezikin punkt you see that there is a Rosh Hashanah learned that betzim these chayv is to give the item back. So and it's interesting the Chazish himself on that he makes an interesting pshar. He says that an item which I'm holding, there is, the Mara says Nezikin is totally always in Shabbos and Bashuk. My item before the Hesek was worth 100, but after the Hesek it's worth 50. So it went down in price in the market, so it's worth the Hesek is 50. So Chazanish actually has he passed the law of the Maisa that in the case where the item is armored to be sold, that is talking the Hezek, but the item which I'm not holding by selling, then the Skybus is to fix it. So if I damage your car, you say, listen, the fix the car costs $1,000. The difference in the market price was $500.
That's right? Only when you know the value. When you're dealing with something that you can't even shut up to that, you can't even do that. You're dealing with something that's used already. So how do you evaluate?
There's a used market. I'm saying there's a used market for a used car.
Blue book.
My blue book. The blue book price, or I say a blue book price actually is a little bit under market usually, right? I can check the market. For a used Sienna, whatever it is, this amount of miles, it sells average for that. Now there's a dent that it sells for less, but that's not what it costs to fix it.
No, I understand.
And he says if I'm keeping it, the taka these kaivas is to fix it. If I'm selling it, the these kaivas is that the value went down. That's his makalik. Is it over the mechir or not? So akapadim, there is such a sheet in the Rishonim already that by Nezikin even that the Yisrael is betzim. Anyway, destroy it totally. I mean the shadow, but I destroy it totally. My key was to give you back an item. So I destroy your shirt. I take your shirt and I get ink all over it. I have to give you a new shirt. Make your deal. So I have all. I took your money. I have to give you back money. But if I gave you, took a saw, I have to give back a saw. That's what I took. Right. So that Mach Nefrayim is Sushtel to Skiris Parlin is not so poshut. The Chazish shows it to Nezikin, which is even more not poshut, because Nezikin itself is not poshut. But even if you accept all of that, could be how it works differently. Right. So you get to the. There's a fascinating choices above a comma. Thank you. The choices above a comma, which does the following. Just bear with me while I give you over the sugya for a second. So you need a few steps in the sugya to follow. So the Mishnah says, the Gabi Gezel, Mishnah Sanibom Beis, so a person steals a Matbeya and it's Nistak. Mishalom Kishasak Zela. Because that's a Shina, the item was Nishtana, you can't get back an item which is Nishtana, you have to pay money instead. You pay Kishasak Zela. Good. Matbeya Nifso, the lock is a Rishon Chalafanach. So the coin is totally intact, but it's no longer accepted as a coin. So the law is ratio called it for now. Okay. Now, the Gemara has a Gemara like this. On the side of the bottom, Hamalbal is a Chimera Alamat Bey, but Nifsul Alamat Bey. So you lent Alamat Bey, and it was Nifsul. Now the Matbeya that you lent was Nifsul. Okay. So Rav says you have to give him the new coin. Matbeya Yotzei. Shmuel says you can tell Risha, you can tell Lechatzi b'Meishon. This coin is still accepted in Meishon. Go to Meishon. Amram Nachman, Mistar, Milson, the Shmuel, the Islay Urcha, the Meizel, the Meishon. But if he's not going to Meishon, I can't tell you. Listen, right now in this, where we are, this coin is not usable, so I can't pay you with that coin. If you're going to Meishon, and Taki use the Meishon, good. So I have such an argument. So Pashas, we read the Gemara without seeing Rashi and Tosfos yet. Lachara, I lent you money, I must give you back usable money. Right? So now, by Gazal, I said, Benipsel Reshach Halafanah. Here I'm saying, by the case of Halvor, that it's more Chomer, I let you my Bay Benipsel, so I have to give you back to Numat Bay. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. Come Rashi and Tosis, and they turn the Gemara on its head. Rashi says, so Tosis understands in Rashi, Tosis learns a different hechatim, but the same Yisoid, that it's the exact opposite. In a case where I'm Malvastam, without making any tanoim, about I give the old matbeya. But in a case of, if I make up matbeya, I make up a tanai, oh, so then already I have to give the new coin. And Rav says a new coin. And Shmuel says, well, you know, since it is usable somewhere and you're going there, it's still called, it's good enough for your Tanai. But Tosfos says, it comes out that both Rav and Shmuel agree, if you make no Tanoim, you give the old coin. Okay? Now, Tosfos is a kash. The Mishnah says, if I steal a Matbeya and it's Nifsol, I say Reshach Halafanah. Which means, calls man, the actual coins that I stole are intact, I can give you back those coins. Now, let's say I spent the coins. And now I have other coins of the exact same coinage. Can I give you back those coins? About or not? Because otherwise, what's the point? It's not a racial of enough. I can pay with, and that's what I owe you. Right? So before by Gezel, if I steal 100 of the old coins, I cannot give you back 100 of the old coins. But by Halvor, Tosfos says he's before from the Gemara. It's Dafka Mabey, like Rashi learns. It's Dafka make it tonight. But if I make a Halvor and I give you back, I can give you back 100 of the old coins, not the same coin. So why by Halvor, by Gzela, I cannot give you back 100 of the old coins? And by Halvor, I could. Tosfos cash. So Tosfos says that Mabey Shenifsel has a din of Huzel. By Gzela, we know that someone just Huzel, you shall have a Gzela. So, close amount of items intact, you get back the item. Once it's Huzel, but if it's not intact anymore, the sugya is of Idrim and Mela. It was worth Dal, and now it's worth one. It was Idrim and Mela, so you pay Dal, right? One to four, Idrim and Mela, you pay one. If it's Tavrishas, that's the new Mice Gzela, or Hezek, whatever it is. But if it goes from four to one, you pay four. If it's intact, you give him back the barrel of wine. So by Masheng is a choice by Havah, even though it's Huzel, you can give back the same thing. So I said, how do I know? Because I have a Gemara and I give them an Aleph at the top. It says a case where they did a Havah Sobasaw and it's Huzel, he pays them back with Tita. If it's Nisiakar, he cannot give back actually. That's a problem. But if it's Huzel, he pays back with Tita. So you see by Halvor, that Huzel is not a factor. Right? So Mavor Kortosis, that if Halvor is the scribe of Mammon, this whole Tosis is the Pasha is Chinese. What does that mean? What are you telling me from the Sugya? What you're telling me that if even it's Huzel, you pay back the lesser value. So Rama is a holder of Mahalach in the Sugya. Right? Rama is a holder of Mahalach in the Sugya, etc. And then the Nakamish points out the Rama is talking out like Tosis, etc. Fine. But in Tosis, that I'm this guy to give you coins, a hunk of metal with a picture on it. So give me a piece of metal with a picture on it. I have to give 100 of those pieces of metal with a picture on it. So it's the same thing as 100. It's as a core of Ketan. I went down in value. So what? That's why I was this guy to pay you. So not only is when I let you Ketan, lend you Ketan is the getter of the Halvor. A Halvor's Ketan, it's Halvor of the item. We want to lend you money. Even by money, Tosfos' money is the same thing as Ketim. It's not, even though we look at a Matbeya, the whole mile of Matbeya is because Beaker, it represents a value, not because it's a piece of metal with a picture. Tosfos says, no, Beaker, it's a piece of metal with a picture. Now, what Tosfos say with our modern money, I don't know. I don't know. But so Tosfos, as far as the war,
I'll be using their money actually had a value to it, whereas ours is zinc.
Right. So I don't know.
Right.
It was a choice of a value,
but there's also a value in the outside of the material, whereas by art, the material is
different. Whatever it is,
still,
right.
The
point is, there is an amount of value that has nothing to do with it.
You can hear it.
I understand. But it's almost. Some of our modern money functions almost more like a shtar than anything else, you know, to some extent. It represents a value.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's come out of Angel for money.
Forget the gold, it still represents the concept of a dollar. The actual piece of paper has no shavis anywhere in here.
Currency is.
I know, but back then the metal itself had a value also, though.
That's not what was the actual value.
I'm aware of that, but I'm just saying it's a smaller chiddush. Again, if you want to tell me that the Havos.
What's the difference between $10, $20, and you're saying $20 is a value to silver, but the other 10 is that. So the other 10 is over 20. $10
is
the only value
of
currency, which is only agreed upon.
I think what Rangel was saying was that if you hold halva is a chalipin of the actual item itself, and Tosis takes it so vite that by coins it doesn't mean it's representative value, but it's physical metal value. And Rangel said, what would Tosis do if this mana is that? It's because at least back then there was some level of a physical value. Our money is purely representative, and that's why it might be different.
But the point that Ray Frank's making is that it's still currency that they're borrowing.
No, what I'm saying is we could understand that the getter of currency of Zman Chazal was that bad stuff, there's an intrinsic value of the metal, right? If everybody agrees that this piece of silver, because it has a certain, I draw a certain picture on it, we risk caution with a greater value, that's also value.
What, you're worried that it's going to...
That's also a value. But that's an intrinsic value. Because a piece of silver without that picture doesn't... Right, the same way a canvas without a painting has less value than a canvas with a painting. So, granted, we happen to have an interesting society. When we take a piece of art, you go, boom, out it with a picture, everybody likes it better. But that's a value which we all put onto this item.
Same thing with a dollar bill, though.
But I understand. I start with something of value, and we can increase the value or decrease the value. So I say, you know what? We put the picture on, increases it. Now that we change the picture, it decreases it. That's those state and dice. But to say that Tosis says, okay, I'm going to say that nowadays when I have something which all it is a haskama hamadina evizehu, it has no value at all, that the beaker, the loan is the piece of paper, or as opposed to the value, that's very difficult for me to understand. That's what I'm not sure Tosis would take it that right, Malcolm Putnam. Tosis, but even doesn't take it that right, that's not how we understood the halva of money, right? And Tosis learns that's a halva of money. Now the Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam was arguing on Tosis. Okay, bear with me for another minute. Okay, there's a Gemara before in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Nistak and it says Nifsal. Nistak, Misham Shasak Zayla. Nifsal, Rishon Golafanel. So where is the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? Rav Huna says nistak means nistak, physical breakage in the coin. But everything else, even it's paslos malchus. Paslos malchus is the melech was geyser, a melech simish leyetsi loy medina zub loy medina ker. This coin is ice. That's called nifsal. Rehuda says no. That's called nistak. That's really a nistak. If the melech comes along and says this coin is ois, it can't be used anywhere in the world, that's called nifsal. That's called. I said that has a din of nistak. That there I have to pay kashas exam. What's nifsal? Paslos to medina, which means the people stopped accepting it, and this is medina. In other places they're but there's no royal command. Decree that it shouldn't be used. That's what was before. Well, the simplest nafkamina is if there's somewhere in the world which is using it or not. Okay.
Oh.
So now I have a card which is used nowhere in the world.
Right.
right? That's the simplest reading of the Nafkimino. So even though there's no physical change of the item, it's Chomer, Chomer and Shomer in the past, it cannot be used anywhere in the world, but you cannot see any difference in the Chomer. Rabbi Yehuda says, over here, there's a new way to get it, to see a difference. And the old way, the normal way you see a difference is you take the item, it looks like this, and you change the item. Here, I change everything else around it, and this looks different. I took all the Matbeis of the world and made them not this Matbeis. This also called, I changed this item that was nicker that it's Ishtana. It's not functioning as a Matbeis. How do I see? Because it has the wrong picture. And every other Matbeis, which is functioning, doesn't have that picture. So this is now called nicker. The Shinoi, hooray, I have to, Shalom Chaz example. Okay. All right. Now, come to this, as I said, 1 second. This discussion, which we're discussing over here, was a case of Nifsula. Tosis learns it was a case of Nifsula Paslos Malchus. Okay? Tosis says, sure, this is called Chazur Huna Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's called Nicker. You can't say Tuzel. It's always Madbeya. So this whole Machus in Rabbi Shmuel is in Rav Huna, who holds even Paslos Malchus, you say Rishu Chalafanecha, means that because there's no physical change in the item. So now I can say it's called Huzzle. You got to go down to zero, but it's Huzzle. The item is the same item. So, right? So Minastam, Zuck, the Gemara, give back the old coin. If I make up a Tanai Matbeya, Rav says a new Matbeya, and Shmuel says, I can go spend it in Meshach. So all our friends say, whoa. It's for Sosa Malchus. I mean, theoretically, there is a case, Tosis is learning, there's a case of Sosa Malchus, means there was a royal decree not to use it, but there's other countries that don't mind using it still. That's called, according to Yehuda, Ois Matbeya. According to Huna, it's Matbeya. But Minastam, if I don't make it Tanai, both Rav and Shmuel hold, I can use the old Matbeya. In Rav Huna, not in Rav Yehuda. Now the Rama Paskin is like Rav Yehuda. So the Rama says, there was a case where it was not that they made it Tanai, it was a Minastam, Magamisha says, it was a Minastam, but not a Tanai. The Rama says, you can't use that. Rav says, you can't use the old coin. Shmuel said, yeah, but still usable somewhere, you could. He passed it like Shmuel. Right? With Rav Nachman Tanai, you have to be going there. So the Magamisha says, you see, he didn't require a Tanai. That's true. Because he's passing like Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda also says Malchus. It's a case of Malchus, and what other than it's still used, like Tosis in that point. But there was the royal decree not to use it. It's Tosis Matbei. So it was also Matbei. So then the problem is not because even the Rama, it's not the problem. The Iskaibus was value and it's felt in value. Rav Yehuda's problem is it's not the same thing. Even the Rambam, the fact the Rambam argues in Tosfos is not because the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos as Hanukkah, necessarily. The whole thing that the Rambam says, yeah, but this is not the same hunk of metal. It has the wrong picture on it. It's just a different item. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's point. So the fact that the Rambam argues in Tosfos, which the Matzah Frayim says, the Rambam's born only Tosfos, if you do the Cheshbon out through all the thing, there's no hechach that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. He just that the getter of a loan is the same item. Tosfos just says it's not the same item anymore. It's not because Tosfos holds that the hiskaibus is the value. Okay, so that's very important. Tosfos, what? I'm saying the Master Frayim in that piece says, Tosfos says, yeah, but the Rambam disagrees, like the Magen Mesher points out.
Right.
So the Rambam disagreeing is not because the Rambam necessarily.
Not a
Tezra,
the
Rambam
just
a Tezra. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Say, so, fine. Okay, good. I don't see it. Oh, no, no. I let that go to the front of me, I should lose it. So applying this to saw basaw, so Tosfos is clearly learning saw basaw that the getter of the halvaz, I borrowed to them, oh, you heat it. Oh, you're the valve. So the Rosh says in Shuvah is the why Sobasa want to be the rise, because Son Nasum is not down. I bring back exactly what I took from you. Where's the ribbon? Right? 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 So Ritvoa, the beginning of the parak, who brings a raya that you can bust a mekora from the dim sub asah, according to Tosis, according to Rosh, that's not true.
Again, can I just ask a quick, stupid question? Even if you hold that sub asah goes buster, the whole long is your value, and not buster, not buster the item itself, why is it Rebbe's ksutz? It wouldn't be the raya anyway. Because it's not Rebbe's ksutz.
Why does Rosh have to say
that? Rebbe just said that Tesis learns that we go, the halva is defined by the item for the item, not the value of the item for the item. Rebbe Tzush told the Chuvas of Rosh that says that's why Sabasa is not Asr, the Sabasa is not Asr Deraisa. Couldn't it be that even if you held you go as a value, Sabasa is still not Asr Deraisa because lacking Kitsa? Because you're creating this of.
Well, okay, well, it could be. I mean, there are three other Hesberim why Sabasa is not Deraisa. There's Ritva says it's because you go bust a mekorah. There's the argument to which the Shafar Harabah said because it's carbon, 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 has it.
So going bust a mekorah would be like this that we've been talking about now. You go for the actual carbon, not the value.
No. The Rosh is coming along and saying sonata, sonata. There's the cloud, no tosefes. Even the Messiah is not a tosefes.
There's no tosefes out here. The Lashon
itself. There's no. I didn't make up. There's no tosefes. Never. It was a saw for a saw. The Ritva is saying, "Tak, if you go bust a saw, if Tak gave, it's a higher value. Tak gave you more. But since the Lashon is go bust a mekara, so I didn't give you more." Right, because you go bust a mekara. So Ritva brings a raya from Saba Sadi, go bust a mekara. He's not never really not like the Rosh. It's part of the Rosh. What's a raya? Right. Okay. Then you know, and then there's an argument that the reason why is because it felt in tzitza, since which is could be that's the same sort of carbon scar or hefsid, but I didn't make up a dafka since it's not finally going to go up, so that'll I mean, the carbon scar carbon hefsid, you know, Gemara says carbon scar carbon hefsid, right? So the samadala, right? We have again later on. So, right? There's two ways to load over there in the carbon. What's there for what? One argument is haguva that's carbon scar carbon hefsid means it was derech mechach and not Rashi said it was derech mechach and not derech havla. So it's a similar dover that's possibly not work over here. Because over here I clearly stated that I'm doing it with Erech Havo, not with Erech Mecca. Right? Or you learn that even though even it means you're saying, okay, this even Lu Yitzhar would be Erech Havo, since it's not Vadi going to happen. So what do you say? It means like, so if I make an arrangement, Rashi learns that Tzitzah requires a must Vadi happen. Not all of the Rishon Donis necessarily agree with that. They learn the Chayatam Hashem Ksitza. If I make up this arrangement, the Taka plays out to be Ribbis, the Taka would be a problem with Ksitza. If it played out to be Ribbis. Even though it could not play out to be Ribbis. Right? So, but if I make someone just carve the scarf, a carve the hefsid, and it's just as possible one way as the other, that would be felt in the Hashem Ksitza. That's the other way to learn a little more over there. So there's a. The riff. So I just want to point out, he says like this: the law of kol dinner, the hava habi tiva legabi peiri. He says he's sorry that you know that even if you tell me my beis shalzov is called peiri legabi kesef legabi peiri is considered tiva with the dinner with the halachas legabi. It means legabi chalipin, it wouldn't be kainer, etc. Fine. He says, however, that's not true by all gold coins. The dinner in the sagan b'ha'aser b'zavni mazvini b'huinchi. It's used b'hitzor who the habitivel of a dinner in the mifsalin. We don't use it for commerce. As soon as you buy it, you go to the place where they stamp it, you put the new stamp on it, the new picture on it. Or you go to a different place where it is used. Or the mazon lahu leman the also before you sell somebody who's going there. Hossam over there. Gan hani vadi loy havi tiva klau eliperi nino lachol mili. V'agadin anami b'tiva the kas v'asun loy sagin. Okay, so he learned. He just sees on this point not like Tosis. If something which over here, it's my second cloud, the only way you can use it is going somewhere else. Tosis calls it a huzzle, the rift says it's Tosis Bay. Which passes the flow of the Gemara, that'd be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right? So the Master Prime says, Kumashi calls it a riff around him, he's referring to this riff over here. He doesn't say which riff he's referring to. I'm assuming he's referring to this riff over here at the beginning of Azor. Right? That's the thing you assume he's referring to. But that's not a Raya of a cloud. So his Yesoid, that there's how they're arguing how Vol works. It's not a rival cloud to that, you said. Sorry. Thank you.
To listen to the rest of
Okay. Okay, so. So now when I get to Matbeya, so it's an interesting question. So if I learn Matbeya, if I accept the Matbeya Ephraim, the son of a halvor, Matan Prime is willing to contemplate a chiluk between the halvors. Okay, so Matan Prime asks the kasha, an halvor so besor, or maybe even a halvor, you know, halvor kesem according to Tosis, right? From this ram, you see these chayvus, this is chayvus of, right? So one answer is that halvor is different than the skiris parlim and other fees, right? Is it possible? I was looking. The Biri Sugis has a long piece on Sobaso, 50 pages long. I didn't get through all of it because if you ever read them, reading one page takes a long time. He doesn't. You just look at it. Biri Sugis. He writes very choppy. He says half sentences. So you have to watch the sentence. What is he saying? He suggests the same somebody, I don't remember who in New York. There could be two ways to make a halva. There could be a halva, which is the ritual is proving that Stam, the Ran, not the time and the Ran, he's proving the Ran that Stam, he's Chayv as a Terno. The Getter Hadvorim is that he's Chayv as a moment. Which that point, the Chartosis says not like that by Halvor. But even if that's true, it doesn't mean I cannot make it by Halvor, right? That punked by Halvor, because the Yisoid Hadabri is what I've taken away from you is that item, that over there, my Hiskaibus could be to return the item. I can't prove Mascaris Parlim, which is a key moment, that's not impossible to do. Either it could be that's always how it happens, or even at least if it's not always how it happens, that could be the way that it happened. Now, the question is, what Bishlama, when I discuss Chitim, that's a logical thought process. When I discuss Matbeya, it gets much more complicated. Because since Matbeya contains in itself the fact that it represents a value which is, to some extent, not connected to the item itself. So there, the logic should be that the only Skybus really is the value. And that then already I would be told in the round. If I want to be Makai myself, something other than that, that's Dami Skybus Bedeeper, which doesn't work. That's the only ride that the Master Prime has. That if the Iker, the Kiev, is the value, and I want to come along and say, no, I want to be scribe item for item. Where do you do that? So by Hitim, I could argue, yeah, because Be'etzim, what I took from you was Hitim. But by Mabeya, if Be'etzim, what I took from you wasn't really the item, really it's the value that it represents, so what's the other? I can be Mechayev item for item, there's no item. Right, so it's always a value-based hiskaimus. So by chitim b'chitim, by saw b'saw, we can understand that I can define what I'm going to use, and that's my decision. We can make up that I'm borrowing chitim b'chitim. That's the arrangement that we made. So my hiskaimus is not the value, but I need the item back. That's what I'm giving you because I need the item back, and I can do that. But even that, when it comes to money, it's going to be very difficult to understand. But Tosha says even my money, which is not complete.
He means it's not that the ikur you go also value, which is you can make a tenai on the item. He means it's like intrinsically in the Torah there are two ways to look at halva. That we look at value, but so we're going to get it from.
Where do you be able to give some chocolate?
That's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
The
No, my case of a halva, not a case of a halva. Case of.
You're going to be allowed to do it, but
well, I'm saying, no, but if Kamal Shabbat is not a halva, no, so. If you also know, I can't do it because that's a bahanor. Yeah, I'm saying, but that's not a bahanor, so. So I'm being the hanner for paying off my chayv with that. You know, I mean, could be even my free chariot. I even call it will hanor. Gabi Isurin hanor by Nador. Would that be shayich? I mean, mitzrayim chitim for chitim. It's an interesting question. I mean, you know, logic.
That's like how far you have to go with this.
Right. I don't know. So what do you, can you tie it, take it that far? I don't know.
Where did he get this Hagdara from?
I have to go back and find where he said it.
But is that logical that the Torah can have one transaction and there be two possibilities on how we could define it? I mean, that's a funny. Usually the Torah says something, we have to interpret what it means. You know?
Well, I wanted to suggest that Real Balabatish, you know, the Gemara has this discussion about Neshach Kesef, Neshach Chochel, Neshach Chtomer called Rosh Yisha, right? If the Hagdoras of both Havos are exactly the same, so like, why do you need two psukim and two drushas and have a mean there's if the Hagdoras Havoah of Kesev and Hagdoras Havoah of Oichel Betzim are different Hagdoras, so then there's a separate, there's the Torah is defining the Isser something which the Hiskaibus is value, so the Torah said there's an Isser of Ribis. What about the Hiskaibus is giving the item? Did we say there's an Isser Ribis over there? Yeah, we said it there as well. Right. But if it's exactly the exact same thing, right. All it is describes a moment. Just the oichel was a hechatim of ba'alma. Describes a moment. Well, why would you need two psukim for that?
Can I give a ball about the teres on top of one?
And the ball about the teres and the ball about the raya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Gemara says mechayiv twice.
What?
The Gemara says mechayiv twice. Right. The Gemara says. Yeah, by one. Why do you know that? Am I not forgetting? The Gemara over there saying that the reason why you have two drushas is that you should have two lavin. Gemara says somewhere the same type of.
Yeah, but why use it? I think Tosi said why use a different washer though. Pila, can't use a pila.
Yeah.
Explain, it's two different levels.
I guess that's a fair balabasa response to my balabasa kasha. I understand, but you know, yeah. But on the longest level, I don't think that would make sense. But anyway, because more than the sand, the guy would be dead. Okay. Right. So nowadays, finding him at bay. So the Gemara says that the Gemara says gives this phenomenally special magic to one bay that it stays put, stays stable, and everything else is changing. The Chazanish butcher is exactly, you know, where does that come from? Right, the Gamma's Manazet, you know, where. Because we live in a global market, and the changes of value within countries are impacted very simply by the fact of how much their currency is accepted on the world market. That's what changes the value of the currency. It affects everything, all the other items which are being bought over there. It's clearly the Ark of Israel is in the coin, not anything else. Right? So how does that impact this sugya over here that the Ark of Israel is telling the items, not in that? There was, you live in a society which is a very small area which you're dealing with, right? So you could say, you know, it's not the coin is worth more, it comes with less. It's, the supply and demand of the other items, if I have to spend more coins or less coins. And over here, it's clearly like that. So the fascinating truth for Moshe. Moshe says, there's a shock in Kufsam Akei. On this sugya of Mabe of Anifsal, the Gabi Dini, how to play out the Gabi Dini Rubis, etc. This sugya over there in Baba Kama comes up in the Cheshmish with Ayin Dalad, the Gabi and the Halachas, of what coins can I force you to accept and not. The more and Sayyidina Base at the bottom discusses it vis-a-vis Ribbis, so it comes up in Kupsam Akei that it's a one sip long simon discusses the Gabi Ribbis. That sugya, how it plays vis-a-vis Ribbis. The Rishonim introduce a Dina Malchusa issue. But since coinage is something which is clearly under the purview of the Melech to decide what to do with it, and he says that this coin, I have a new coin, should replace the old coin. I don't want you to use that coin, I want you to use this coin. So even this coin is more, it has more metal in it, or this coin has less metal in it, so the Melech shall, I'm not paying you back enough, or it actually buys more, buys less. We should have said, once that happens, that the Dina Malchusa Dina, so then that's the coin. So Ramosha says that that at least we play nowadays that when it comes to all usages of paper of money, paper money coinage, it's the side of the Malchus. That's the Shachwitter points out that whatever you hold, that even if you hold that the Dina Malchus only applies to Misim and Karka, the coinage sure applies. It brings the Baal Chumas asked the Ramban this question. The Ramban said that's clearly under the that's part of the Malchus purview. He gets to decide what a coin is. So the coin's worth less. They have less metal. You're a gauze, you're not paying back the full coin. No, I'm paying back the metal. So this is the payment for the coin. It's payment for the coin. So to Marcia, okay, I buy something $1,000. Hold on to 5 years and sell it for $2,000. So I made a profit of $1,000. So I have to buy $1,000. But there's been inflation on the currency, and now this $2,000 is only worth 1,800 of the old currency. Because remember, you give my sir an 800, not a 1,000. Because your real revach was only 800. But the Gabi Ribbis is not a problem. It was not called you didn't pay back, and the thing went up. It would not be a problem because that's the Nimuch was a dinner. But the Melech never came along, and it's not his business, and he never said anything about discussing profits vis-a-vis Dini Meiser that you follow the king's decision. It's not in his purview to do that. He never said that. So Meiser Ksavim is telling the real reality. So he's recognizing the real reality. We can live in this like dual world of understanding Mabeya. So the Mabeya and Mendal Wells says, no. The Ark of Israel is always telling the item, not on the Mabeya, and that's true even nowadays, where there's no intrinsic value to the item. But the king said this is what it is. The government said this is what it is, and this is what it remains constant. A dollar is a dollar. So according to the government, I take a loan of 15 years ago of $1,000, I pay you back $1,000. I don't pay back $1,000 plus inflation. I mean, the value of the dollar went down, but that's part of the Malchus decision. So that will, if that's true, ribbis, that'll if that define dinner ribbis as well. But now they got to be able to dinner. So they do adjust for inflation. They do adjust for inflation. That's so. Well, yes and no. I mean, just on a practical level, if you're doing your taxes, they adjust for inflation unless every year you actually have a right to. You can write away a certain amount of depreciation on your house. So then you already got that. So then you can't use it again later on. But you can't.
Transaction might change that.
What?
The Trump might change that for
me.
It's a big deal. For people in real estate, it's a big deal. Signing with all the information. First year, it's like we're all the
information. It's been out there very long.
You can take off tax
right,
all
So Moshe took that same kudos. He says, I got me my six off him. The revoke was whatever.
Come on, house.
Come on, house. Right? So. Lagabi Ribbis. So you know, the government is basically mirroring that concept. The Chazanish doesn't seem to say like that. The Chazanish seems to say, you know, the Torah recognizes the only Muslim of Mabeya, the Torah puts down rule on the concept of Mabeya, and Mabeya remains a Mabeya no matter what. And I don't know, Pasha Khan, the Chazanish, you would consider the Pasha being the Chazanish, you would consider the Rebbe. And 1,000, not a, you know, it's 1,000, not a, there's 800. Anyway, but okay. So one last thing. That's enough for now. The more I give them an olive, so the more I give them an olive, the more it says that. So I have Tavua, which is in Makam HaYarker. Right now, I am standing with somebody else in Makam HaZol, and this fellow is planning to schlep, Reuben C. Shimon planning to schlep Tavua to the Makam HaYarker to sell it, make a prop. So Reuben says, Shimon, I have an idea. Let me borrow that Tavua from you, and I'll pay you back with Tavua that I have in Makam HaYarker. So Shimon says, great, save me the schlep. Right, I'll lend you the tzvua here. You'll owe me the same amount of tzvua, and I'll get it paid back without having to do the schlep. You gotta pay back in the Makam HaYarker. So Mor says, since it's the Yesh of the Makam HaYarker, it's Mutter. It's ain't the Makam HaYarker, it's us. Right, to me, it's a, even though there's a hetter of sov of Yesh Loi, I need the Yesh of the Makam HaYarker. Okay, good. Comes Rashi. Rashi says, so why is this Mutter? He says, Yesh sov of sov of So comes again the Matter for Ayin, but the says, look, this Gemara is very challenging. The Ritual came along and said that the reason why Sodom saw the Rabbanon because you could also make Kara here. I'm making up with you up front that I'm taking a saw of chitin from you, which is worth $1, to pay you back a saw of chitin, which is worth $2. Because the saw of chitin that I'm promising you that you're going to get paid back with that is worth $2. It's a makam HaYarker. So the chitin should be ribbis tzusa d'oraisa. So that's the matter of rhyme's cash. So what the rhyme says, so the matter of rhyme, even though you have a makara, since my arrangement was to give you back chitim, that Makam HaYarker, and it's possible by the time you get to the Makam HaYarker that the market will break in the Makam HaYarker and it'll be worth, it won't be extra. So Mela, it wasn't a chitim of the rice. Maksut. So it means chach, there's a din yovasa. What? He has to cast in the world. He says he doesn't say that. I mean, he starts off with Bosa Mekar and then he says the terrorists. I'm assuming they mean that. That's
no. What I'm saying is that the Rav didn't want to go with the concept that Yoiker and so make it nicer. Right. And then he just said that to explain why he was.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
basically just saying
no parents. Well, see, it's interesting. Let's go back a step. So let's just think it through. This case is quite different than the case of the regular sober soul. Right, regular sober soul, the pshat is, right now, it's 100 for 100. Right. It's sofer or soul.
This starts on
sofer society. This starts on sofer with the value of society. Right? And so if you tell me son not so son not so then it's hakas of a saw, like the Rosh says. So makamirka makazel is irrelevant because the upmach was his chayvus of saw for a saw.
Can we just let Rashi into that now?
Yeah.
Does Rashi pshitas that he
says? I'm assuming Rashi learns that the Rosh. Rashi sounds much more like he's saying, yeah, this is the case of Pashuk case of sofer saw, right? According to the Ritva, according to the mouth of Prime, this is not really the case of sofer saw. You're not saying that's the law of sofer saw. You're saying it's a different question why it's not of the race. But this is not the sugya of sofer saw. So Rashi comes along and says, this is sofer saw. Man, that's not really the right way to say it. Right, he's saying this is a sober society with the tzitza, which is not a derisa because I'm not really committing the body to give you something. Right. Now, that's really about the primary we're doing this gemara. So Moshe, in his or in Yerdei Chel Gimel, at the back he has Oris Al Seder, the simonim of Ribbis. See, he says he goes back to the case that the Machaber in Kupsam Beis brings the Chuvas Arush. Chuvas Arush discussed this case over here where I lent you. This is the case I made a tzitza. I'm committing to give you the saw of Mokum Yer. The Russians has a case where I didn't make a tzitza, right? But it's the time the loan is due. And right now we're both Makom HaYarkin, and you, Loiva, happen to have a saw be Makom HaYarkin. Does the Malva have a right to be Tveya, that saw? I want a saw. Right? The Loiva say, listen, I borrowed it from you, Makom HaZoil, it was worth less. Why don't I keep it? I'll sell it over here. Pocket the profit, go back to Makom HaZoil, buy you your saw that I owe you. It was a case of Yeshlo, right? So there was more to do with. I'll pay you back your saw, with the saw, which is worth much less, and I'll pocket the profit. Why should you pocket the profit? I should pocket the profit. Right? The Mal said, listen, the loan is due. You owe me a saw. Here it's a saw. Saw of a saw. Right? So that's the Rosh's, that's the shal that the Rosh deals with. And the Rosh says, you bring the Raya from a Gemara and Baba Kama and Tav Kuf Yud Ches, the case where there was, the Malva lent the Loiva the money to flip, it's a flip case. The Malva lent the money to the Loiva, but Mokama Yishuv. Mokama Yishuv, it's much safer, much easier to keep your money secure, etc. And now, the Loiva wants to pay back the Malva, but in the Midbar.
That's not nice.
Since the loan was due, it's time for the loan, here's your money, and here's your $100, and I want you both there. The Malva says, great, give me this thing, I have to sit there and worry about, you know, list the mizuyim, and I'll get the zakim, you know, until I step back to the Yishuv, it's not fair to me. So Mor says, you can't force him to pay. You gave it to Malkum Yishuv. The Loiva can't be Mechayev the Malva to accept the payment in the middle. Zakta Rosh. So the same idea over here backwards. The same way the Loiva can't force it on the Malva can't be Tavei from the Loiva where there's a Shini Makarmis, etc. So the Raya is from one to the other. Some are kind of much like, what's the Raya from one to the other? Mechatesi. In other words, the Malva has a right. Malva has a right to say the money that I gave you came with a certain level of security, etc. That's a certain value to the money. And you're giving back money which doesn't have that, so that's certain, in some way it lessens the value of the money. Right. It's not a full payment. But Mehechet Hayes said it doesn't work the other way around. Okay, good. But Ramosha grapples with right that's not the why isn't it still comes on a base? There's not no sober saw. That's we're discussing that we're grappling with a b'shas halvor. These items have different value. Do I have any excuse to be tevei you that item which b'shas halvor already had different value? Do I have a excuse to be on that? That's really the sugya which we're discussing. It doesn't belong to some excuse on a base b'chlal. It's not the sugya sub b'sor. Right now, Mishnah according to the so I mean. Amara Amarat Reingold says, but Rashi says it's called Sobasol. this case is even worse than the case of the Chubas and Rush. And Rush doesn't work Kasana, so Sonot. I mean, Rush goes to Basoa. The Rush, in that same Chuva, a page before, calls it Sonot, Sonot, that's alumnus of Basoa. Then he discusses this case. So in his mind, they attack out the same Sukhya. Right? But, you know, in the world of the Ritva, I can understand why they're attacking out the same Sukhya. Right, that the Ritva is saying that we always translate things into value. So Marsha says, about the belt, you're discussing things of value. A case where I loan you 100 for 100, and then later on it goes up, it's not the same sugya. I loan you 100 for something, and I want to say, well, I give an item which Pesha Salam is worth 200. Right? Where do you, how do you sell it to? I don't know, you want to say, no, it's more good, but it doesn't belong to Sukhus Amabek. So just pointing out that the Chara that I think that the Rosh Lashitasa, where Marsha's Ha'ara is not a Ha'ara. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch brought it in Kuf Sama Beis, I don't know if that'd be interesting to them, go to the next step. You know, how I want to be Madaik based on placement, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Kuf Sama Beis, that he learns like this word of the Rush, that's probably pushing it a little bit. Madaik, something like that. But it is interesting. If you look at the Simon, it's Takapli the Kazakh. Remersion to Aura is a Shtarka Aura. Look at the case. Okay, it's Sifhe, Hibbalo Sasim Khita Mosul Starle. Iloyvara Malbush Yatsa Star, so Bashas Halvo, Shahya Lobi Mahmi Samin. So we're discussing who has to prove that we have the heter of Yeshloy or that. So that's clearly a case of Sobasaw. Discussing Hibbal Sobasaw. Okay. And then he said, he's Khaibla Khitim Halvo, he's a Mokam Akar, but Tvia Mokam Akar, but Khitim Rikar Yosim Mokam Tvia, the Shalom Misham and Mokam Halvo. It's the same sif, like Gavald Levels. So I mean, you hear Ramosha's horror, like you want to say, you know what? We need to place it, discuss it somewhere in Hilchos Ribbis. Let's put it. Don't make the same sif. You know, real Balabas, you say, listen, both of these are true as a rush. It's in the same cloud. It's different simonim in the same cloud, but it's the same cloud. Okay, maybe you know. So you know, but I mean. What?
He couldn't spare
above. So if you learn Taka the way I'm understanding the Rosh, so then it's not so bad, you know. It's a different case, but it's right there. It's the Sukhiz of Sobasaw, with the Kolim of Sobasaw, etc. You know, that's Shikol Balabatash Ra'ora, but you know, I hear Rosh's Kasha. The Rosh Kasha is, you know, it's not Stam of like he's, you know, dribbling and something. It's Taka's very funny. Right, but what I'm saying, maybe I have an answer to it. Okay, that's enough for. Really?